Hello, my intentional parents. You're welcome back to my Child My Crown podcast. So today we are going to be discussing sex education. How to sex educate your child. And I'm going to answer a question that stood out for me that a particular parent asked. And that question is, at what age should parents start teaching their children sex education? At what age should parents open the door or open the conversation surrounding sex education? That is what this parent is asking. And that is what I'm going to answer today. Please stay with me, okay? Now, let's start like this. Let me start by saying, if you are among the category of parents that think that sex as a subject is only meant for adults and would make kids morally corrupt, I'm here to tell you that is not true at all. Beginning the conversations about sexuality early and continuing that conversation as the child grows is the best sex education strategy. This is why sex education isn't a single tell-all discussion or a one-off conversation. Sex education does not only mean teaching them to stay away from sex. It starts with teaching the child about sexuality, which include their body parts. So as they now grow, you simplify sex according to their age. You don't have to download them with all the information about sex at the same time or once. That will be too much for them to take in. So here is my answer. At age 2 to 3, you can start by teaching them about their body parts. Open the door to sex education by teaching your child the proper or the right names for their body parts, including their sex organs. That is their private areas. For example, you can teach your child that every part of the body has a name and its own job to do. Has a name and a function. So you can say, this is your vulva, this is your penis, that is where your we come out from. And you can leave it at that level. Please, let me stress it here. Let me stress the importance of using the right name. Using the correct and proper name and not the names we use these days. The digital names like Bom Bom Dick. No, use the correct name so that when they want to communicate with you or the doctors, they are communicating right. So use the right name. Okay? Now, how can you achieve this? I want to put it in practical ways. Now, how can you achieve this? Here are some things I have for you. For you to achieve this, you can initiate a sexuality talk when a child is curious about his or her body parts. That is when the child starts asking questions about the human body. Please seize that opportunity. Grab that opportunity. Everyday moments are key. Take advantage of everyday opportunity to discuss sex. Don't wait for a special moment. There's nothing like a special moment or a special setting. No. For instance, their bathing time. You are bathing them. Or while you are helping them dress up or get dressed. These are good times to introduce the names of their body parts. When you are watching a movie, it's another interesting time. You are watching a movie or you are seeing a movie with them. and they ask you a question about the pregnant woman they are looking at, they are seeing on the screen, pause that movie and utilize that great opportunity. Let me tell us, the key to early message is that your child can come to you for open, honest, and reliable information about sex. And this also depends on your relationship with the child. So if you have a close working relationship with the child, the child will not keep secrets. The child comes to you knowing that he or she gets the right information from mommy or daddy, without you judging them, without you being embarrassed when they ask you or throw such questions at you. Also, let them know that nobody needs to touch them in their private part or private area. And if such happens, they should not hide it from you. But that depends on your relationship with them. They should know that their private part, it's private, just like the name is private. It's for them and them alone. Their body is for them. So if somebody is touching them, they should come and let you know. But they can only do that based on your relationship with them. Okay? So that is my answer. So let me recap everything I said today. Number one, I said, start sex education as early as possible. 2 to 3 years is an ideal time to begin sexuality talk. Offer direct, age-appropriate responses. And don't laugh or get embarrassed. Because if you do that, they won't come to you again. Or they would think that there is something bad about it. Tell them the correct name of their body parts. That includes their private parts. Start pointing out the difference between the boys and the girls. Use every opportunity to teach them about sex. Everyday moments are key. Don't wait for special settings. Don't wait for special opportunities. Create a friendship atmosphere with them so that they can come to you to discuss anything at all. They can open up to you without you judging them at all. Okay? But before I go today, here is my advice to parents. In all humility, I want to advise parents. If you as a parent, you don't have the right information about sex, maybe you were misinformed about sex. You need to go and get the right information about sex. You can't give what you have, remember, what you don't have, sorry. You cannot give what you don't have. I know you won't like your child to repeat the same mistake that you made. So don't be ashamed to ask questions from the right source and to read books. That is what purposeful parenting or intentional parenting is all about. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. God bless you. Okay? See you next time. Bye.